We're holding by Simon Kuf Tadek Vav. Then Hilchas Nida, there are different chalakim. There's a chalak of when she is tahara, how to act, negate the sugya of vestis, negate the sugya of bedikas for tashmish. There's a second chalak of what makes an isha tame, the colors, the ksamim, hagoshes, dam and meraglayim. There's a third chalak of how to be knowing when she's tameya. That's the last simon, hachokis, and simon kuf tzadikai. And here from simon kuf tzadik vav and onwards is a seder how to be mitara and isha. And that means she is tamei. And what is the process to make her be tahira? Simply, the Olam says over you do three things. She has to wear a hefsik, she needs zayin bikiyim, and then she goes to the mikvah. But maybe to broaden that and to realize, Betzim, we'll see there are 10 stages, 10 things she has to go do. First, when she becomes tamei, we'll get to the end of the simin. The loch is she has to wait 5 days. Mitzad the sugya, if you learned afyomi today, yesterday, of being prelate to Sheikh Lazara, and therefore it's going to be seis the zayin nikiyim. Therefore, according to Amar, the Ashkenaz, choik v'layavar, you have to wait 5 days. That's the first thing. The second, after the 5 days, she does her rechitza, she washes herself. That'll be the Amar by Osset Sef Gimel. She cleans herself out, whether taking a bath or a shower or l'chol pachas, they discuss using fresh wipes. The third thing afterwards, she does a hefsik. We'll get to that today. And l'chadchila it's samach tishkia. The fourth thing afterwards is l'chadchila toiv v'nochoin to a moich tachok. And if it's on the first day, it's mir ikar din. The fifth thing after she does a moich, she wears levenim. That'll be the ma and sif gimel big day levenim. Afterwards, the locha bedikas zayin nikiyim. And l'chadchila what we do is we do for all 7 days every single day, once in the morning, one in the afternoon, for doing 14 bedikas. The seventh thing is you prepare yourself for the mikvah, the act of chafifa. That meaning she comes here, checks for chatzitzes, make sure she has nothing upon her. The eighth thing is the actual thing of going inside the mikvah. When she goes inside the mikvah, the ninth thing is she makes a bracha. Then hoga, at least by the Bnei Ashkenaz, you toivel one time, you make a bracha, and then you toivel afterwards, twice or three times, depending upon your minik. And still you're not tahira until the tenth thing, you come home, and you tell your spouse, she tells her husband, tivalti. Or she shows in a certain way, tivalti. Those are 10 stages from being tamei to being tahira. If you're missing some of them, a lot of them, that's going to be a problem over here. To start with our sugya, we have two mishnayisim, one daf samaches, one daf samaches on beis. Nomad aleph, the sugya of nida. To mitayu minida, the loch is you only need a hefsik tahira. And therefore, discussing the sugya of when to go do an hefsik. The mission of Tamachesav is a sugya of a zava, being moisiv the idea of zayin nikiyim. Us, once we have Rebbe Shabbosodis that says we're mistaken, that all our noshim have a chash to being a zava, therefore we can take on both halachas, said the sugya of hefsik, and said the sugya of zayin nikiyim. Therefore, the idea of hefsik tyro will be sif alf and sif beis in our sugya, and the idea of zayin nikiyim will be the halacha in sif gimel and sif dalid. To start today with the sugya of hefsek tyro. The first question among the Rishonim is this din hefsek tyro or din derabbanon or din deraisa? There is a place of the Rosh in Nida daf samach tes. He clears this question, and really this topic, if it's derabbanon or deraisa. It's sad to say it's derabbanon, is at first mitzad the sugya of Nida, it's a chazaka she'osu l'shtanis. And after 7 days, she's not supposed to see. The Torah says, you see 8, 9, and 10, she's a zava, it's a chayla. It's not normal to go see. So why be choshim mitzad the sugya of nido? Mitzad the sugya of zava, why be choshim she's a zava? Or do we have a raya against it? She has no agosha. She has no agosha, so it's far to say it's a dindir abodon. And therefore, the Ozerua brings down the Rashbam and says the whole idea of hefsek tyro is a dindir abodon. Building upon that, Ramosha has a tshuva, kiddua, that the sugya in Nedarim says that you should not really marry someone who's a ben ubenois nida. So Ramosha discusses as the saying that lav dafka, women who not go to the mikvah, are nichla sugya being children of a nida. Because maybe she went to a yam, maybe she went to a pool, and midaraisa, a pool is a yam, a nichla and a sugya, of not being a problem inside the idea of a mikvah. They point out from our Moshe, we see a Moshe understanding, we say, Nida deraisa, the hefsek is not mafs, it's not a baya over here. She might say she did no bedikas, no hefsek, and still she's not nuchlasi givenido. Atzad Hasheni, the Pesach Shuvah over here, Sivkot and Hey, he brings on the Chavadas and says a get of the Raisa. Give again Shuvah, the Chodeshani goes this way. They seem to give it a get of the Raisa, not being Michal, whether it's a Nido or a Zavo. Atzad Revi, the Chsam Sefer has brought down the Pesach Shuvah, Simkov Pei Zayin, he seemed to Michalik. If there's a Din Nido, that Din of Hefzik is only Midi Abonon. Because Be'etzim is Chazaka Osla Shtanis, there's no reason to assume that it's going to happen that way. Mashen is Zavu, she knows she's sick already for 3 days, Zavu Gdela, you have Chazaka Sing Dam. Then the Hefzik says, Chsam Sefer is a Din Dereiso. So it comes out, it sounds like we have four levels over here, four Shitas, what the Sukh of a Hefzik is. Now, some of them we start clearing, we're discussing only in Zavu or Nido. But it sounds like the big mavuch among the achrenim, it was drabon order of the hefsek. So again, one afkimino is shinichon l'sugyo, the children of ben nido. Another interesting afkimino is sometimes there are noshim from certain societies that do not really understand the sugyo of nido, tarsim mishpacha. They don't do bedikas correctly, or they don't do bedikas at all. They wait 7 days and they go to the mikvah. So is there an inyan to let them go inside the mikvah? Should you turn a blind eye? They say, built upon this idea, the Rashbam, the Zeruah, the Maisa, you should, because the Cholapachas, you're saving them from Issa Dereiso, and the only thing will be a case of a Nida Derabanan. Therefore, you should turn a blind eye to these people who do not do the B'dikas correctly, or don't do B'dikas at all. They take it a step further, maybe tell the Cholapachas, do B'dika right now. So they can embrace them as a Shuvah and Chalabais, and says, tell each do B'dika right now, Chash V'Sholom. Maisa, don't try to help her, it can Maisa lead to Bayot. The Maisa is brought down the Issa Kosh of the Yashiv. The Michas Priya is a true about it and Kosh the Knei Boisim. It says he heard from Kamu Gdeir Lador, the Cholapachas, try to tell the go to B'dika right now. Thou count as a Hefzik Minatayor. It says that Yashiv, even though you're doing a Hefzik at night, then which goes to Mikvah, save from being Nita in the future, should not be a case of Dereiso. So there seem to be saying, Lechachila Echnami, Cholapachas, try to do a case of a Hefzik, tell her. There's certainly a svara that they're not going to do a hefsek, not to go listen to turn a blind eye, let them go to the mikvah, and therefore not be a nida deraisa, as the Moshe seems to understand, la locho. Now, when is this idea of doing a hefsek tire? What's this man? So in the Mishnah, Daf Samaches, according to Rashi, there are three shitas in the Mishnah. That means the Tais of the Rosh says there are some two shitas, the Chobim are explaining the Tanakamo, but the simple reading in Rashi says very clearly there are three shitas. The Tanakhama says you have to do a bdika on Yom Shvi, even in the morning, but it has to be done on the seventh day. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, mina mincha ulamaylo, from mincha onwards. Now there is a shaila among the G'dayla Rishonim, Paiskim, which mincha are referring to. That means you read the Beis Yosef, he writes clearly mincha ketano. Dek Mavava, Pesach Shuvah, and page brings down, mincha ketano. Tzad Hasheni, look at the Ra'ah, he says we're referring to a case of mincha G'dayla. But that's again the Yehuda Shita min the Mincha L'maylo. A third Shita on the Mishnah, the Chachamim says, even be Yom Sheni, do not have to adafka on Yom Shvi, even on Monday, even on the second day. Now, there is a Gemara on Samaches and Beis to bring down a fourth Tano, Rabbi Shita, that even on the first day, it also works. That means, mitzvah the Sugim Hefzik, Isha Shiz Dam on one day, what take to do the Hefzik, four different Shitas, either adafka on Yom Shvi, or min mincha l'maylo, or on the second day, or even on the first day. Now the Gemara in Samech Chesem on the base brings down a master matter between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim, that the Chachomim said, "Bishloimer, if you do a leave a bedika, yedah muneches by ner kolben eshmoshes, I'll understand." But the master in this situation, we anyway not doing it only for mincha l'maylo. What's the difference between mincha or between shachris? They do point out we see from the Chachomim's give and take. That there is a Milo to do it there the whole time Ben Shmoshes. That's the Makar of the Rashba that the Beis Yosef brings down. The Gaon points out that where's the Makar for doing a Meich Dachuk? Because the fact that the Chum is saying there's a Milo of having it there the whole time Ben Shmoshes. So, again, from the Sugi we see clearly there are four Shitas, we passed in life of Chachamim. And now, however, we see there is a Milo doing a case of Ben Shmoshes of a Meich Dachuk, and the Chachamim is given take with the Yehuda. Come on the Rosh, and brings on the Torah, brought down by the Torah, He says, when does the bedika should be done? He says, do a bedika by Ben Ashmoshes. In fact, the Beis Yosef, who is that like? That's Rabbi Yehuda. Why in the world are we passing like Rabbi Yehuda? We should pass it like Chachamim. So the Beis Yosef has two terutzim. Either wants to answer that even the Gwiz Lechatchila you should do by Ben Ashmoshes like Rabbi Yehuda, except it's costing Al Smitzim Lemuvcha even the Gwiz that should be done. However, the Mishnah is saying even on day 7 or day 2 is also good enough, but Mitzvah and the Mufcher should be done in Ben Ashmoshes. Or is that the Beis Yosef is second teretz, the 7th day can be done in the morning, but the other day is 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, has to be done in Ben Ashmoshes. That's the first thing Beis Yosef says. He goes on further on the Rosh, now it's the second question. You're saying doing a Bdikah in Ben Ashmoshes. How can you say Ben Ashmoshes? Ben Ashmoshes itself is Sofik Yoyim, Sofik Lailo. And the Vada person has to do a case of Bdikah, which is Vada Yoyim. And then otherwise, do not hold like the Kusayim, that we count the day itself that you do the Hefsek. You count the next day. So you have to do a Bedikah before Ben Ashmoshes. One question in the Beis Yosef. Second, where's the Ma'amokim do Ben Ashmoshes? Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Min HaMincha L'Mailo. So what right Rosh, you come along and say Ben Ashmoshes, it should be Min HaMincha L'Mailo. On this Beis Yosef's second question, he has two ways of answering it. One way he answers, when it says Ben Ashmoshes, it means, even though it's Ben Ashmoshes, Ben Tam, it means still Yoim Gomer. It means from Min HaMincha L'Mailo. Be'etzem, you read Rashi in the Mishnah, he says that. Rashi says, who are the three Shitas? One of them is Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says, from Ben Ashmoshes. What do you mean? Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah says, Min HaMincha L'Mailo. So somehow Rashi equates the two and says the word Min HaMincha L'Mailo means the Zman of Ben Ashmoshes. I instead of Tyre gets involved with that. We have one Malach in the Beis Yosef that Ben Ashmoshes means Min HaMincha L'Mailo. A second Tyre to the Beis Yosef. Echonami, Rabbi Yehuda says, Min HaMincha L'Mailo. But he was saying it should be even more than that. It should be some carved to Ben Ashmoshes. Avad not Ben Ashmoshes. That it can't be. But it's even more than that to be some to Ben Ashmoshes. Now, it comes out that the word Ben Ashmoshes in the Rosh does not mean Mamash Ben Ashmoshes, either Teretz to go with. Either means Min HaMincha L'Mailo, or means some to the end, some to this man of Ben Ashmoshes. You want to show Moshul. The Loch is on Erev Shabbos, Simurei Samach. You're supposed to prepare things to cover Shabbos, also Pasuk V'chinu. Over there it says, in the morning you're supposed to prepare one thing to cover Shabbos. And it says, Mishnah Berurah, Ben Ashmoshes, also should prepare something for Shabbos. In fact, the Tzibur already in Ben Ashmoshes. It says, Shmir Shabbos, Kulchasoy Lav Tavko, means Karv L'Shabbos. The idea when it says, Losh Ben Ashmoshes, means by Ben Ashmoshes, not in Ben Ashmoshes. If you see all the men taking garbage to the shul, because that's the idea of Echinu. So again, we have two terutzim, what Ben Ashmoshes means in the Rosh. Either means carved to Ben Ashmoshes, or Min HaMincha L'Mailo. Halach L'Maisel, Kamung M'chabin Sefal of Hazi Paskin, his words are very clear, U'bedika zu tia samach l'Ben Ashmoshes. That means, number one, he went like the Rosh, to be choshish for Yehuda Shito of samach l'Ben Ashmoshes. And number two, which teretz did he go with? He came along and went with the second teretz l'chumro, to be samach l'Ben Ashmoshes, and lav dafka m'mincha l'mailo. Therefore, numerous form being down, the kids and others being down, should be samach l'Ben Ashmoshes. That's l'chadchila, that's a mailo, mitzvah min amuchar. Now the question is, what's the lashon samach l'Ben Ashmoshes mean? What do you mean close by? It means 1 second? 1 minute? 5 minutes? What's samach mean? So the Aron Nusfarim will come along with the lashon of Chetzi Shah, the Ben Ashchai, or Chashukhan seems to go this way. Others bring down the lashon of Chetzi Shah, half hour. The Maramokhna getting a half hour from is three different places they're getting it from. One is come along in Nusfarim and say, the word samach in Kolak Tar Kula, for example, he cannot do malacha, samach l'mincha, samach l'mayrev. What's his man says the Paiskim? A half hour. The lashon of samach means a half hour. You cannot do malacha, samach to bedikas chametz. What's the lashon of samach? A half hour. By Chanukah, you should not do malacha, samach. You should not do halakas neres, samach. Says the bialacha, come on a half hour. The lacha in Rishon Beis, you should not go out with a machet, Shabbos, samach l'chashecha. Says the Mishnah Berurah of the Prim Godim, a half hour. Even by the case of Nidon, Sim Kupa is dying. When we're not Bekim, what the Gedeh Roy Machmas Tashmish is, Loshon of the Ramah was, you're doing it Samach to Tashmish. What was Samach? We brought down over there, the Makar Chaim, and the Mitzpah is coming down. Samach is a half hour. So therefore, the Loshon of doing a Hefsik should be Samach to Ben Ashmoshes, numus from being down the lotion of a half hour. By the shulchan and best before the semach tzedek says no lotion of samach means samach as close as possible. So again, we have the lotion of samach. The question was, it mean? Does it mean a half hour or as close as possible? There seems to be a little bit of an argument how to read the mechaber. The Chutchani and the Rushei Oz, they say the loch of samach in the mechaber, they seem to be saying means umin amincha lomailo, like Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. And best we read the Goyin says that. The Goyin says, this B'dikah should be Samach, la'achm l'chadchila like Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. Sounds like he's saying that even though it says Samach to banish Moshes, it'll go like the first Teretz to the Beis Yosef, meaning from Minchal Tanan onwards. Fine, so it comes that we have a halacha that we pass in the Mitzvah and the Mucho, it's the Rosh of Samach banish Moshes. The Shal among the Choynim, it seems to be Be'ikah Chetzi Shah, some say Mitzvah Minchal Tanan, some say Samach Mamash. A second thing, after the level of Samach, the next dargo is of course Minchak Tano. That's Rabbi Yehuda itself. L'chor, a third dargo, what we chosh for, is maybe Mincha means Minchak Gdailo, like the Ra'ah. Take a fourth level over here. If you cannot do it by Minchak Gdailo, what about by Shachris? Says Ramah very clearly, B'di'evet Shachris works. Why B'di'evet Shachris works, says the Goyin, because we pass in life like Chachomim. Even though there's a mile of Rabbi Yehuda, but we certainly pass life in Chomim, and therefore even the morning B'di'evet certainly does work. Now, what does it mean B'di'evet in the morning? That means, let's say a person does a B'dika in the morning, 10 o'clock in the morning. She comes in the afternoon. Should she go do a B'dika? No, I already B'di'evet in the morning. Speaks out about the Ashulcha, when it means B'di'evet, means even though you did a full B'dika in the morning, but of course if you do it in the afternoon, from Minimincha onwards, avada do it in the afternoon. He says, Akami saw a Chochem Echon in the Sefer, once say, B'di Evan means once the B'dika. He said, no, B'di Evan means once this man passed, he got to nighttime, then we're Samach upon Shachris. Otherwise, Avalach Atchila, you should do it in the afternoon. Take it a step further, let's say you did not do it in the morning, you did it the night beforehand. But it is that day. So the Orcha Shulchan, Sef Zayin, the Chaznish, they say, even though it says the word Shachris, it's Lavdavko, Orcha de Milsim Nokat. And Chanami, the loch is even the night beforehand also works. Of course, the place can speak out. Let's say you only did the night beforehand to see if she is Naki, to make sure she can do a B'dika tomorrow. The other place can say, to check that out, that's really would not work. She's not really doing B'chur Mestakim, not checking the cracks and crevices. And therefore, the loch is you'll have to do a B'dika Medina the next day. Take it even a step further now. We're saying again, we're making different diagrams. Then we're saying, even the night before, B'ikin the Paiskim will say, L'maisa works. What about a couple of days beforehand? For example, you saw Dam on Aleph. You have to wait 5 days. Could you do it in a Hefsek on Yom Beis? Then start counting the Zayin Akim on Yom Vav? Could you go do that? It's coming with the Torah to Shlomim, and the Tainis of Kod and Yogimel, we'll get to the Sugya why. He says, Aloche, it does work. And come on, all the Swam go this way. Chavdas from Kivegich, Sam Seifer. First emotion of Yudas and Tyra, they come along and tell you that even though it's a couple of days in between, but the Evid still the Hefsek work, Hefsek Tyra and the Meister works. The Nafkamina, how they're saying it over, is basically they're saying two reasons, two cases. One is, we'll get to Lachan Sefiod, that the 3 days after a person does a Hefsek, those first 3 days you cannot make any tliyas upon Kesamim. Why? You need to make a case of Chazoko. Speaks out to Tarshish Shlomim, I'll give you an Eitzah. The first day she sees Dam, the second day if she can, let her do a Hefsek. Then 3 days later, or 4 days later, on day Vav, she'll start counting. I'll come out, that from day Vav and onwards, it's now within 3 days from the Hefsek. Therefore, on the Tliyas, the first couple of days in the Zainikim, she can be Taylo. Says the Chiddush over here, that again, that even though the Hefsek is a couple of days before, and there's no problem. Another Nafkamina, the Nodib Yudah says, when a person does a B'dika on Aleph, and then Gimel, and then Tes, 1, 3, and 9, we'll get to why he does that for. But let's say she does a B'dika on day 1, day 3, and day 9. Says that B'yudah L'maisa works. In fact, the Oil Chener, Binyan Tzion, L'maisa, fine. 3 and 9 is basically 1 and 7. But where's the Hefsek? Where's the Hefsek Taro? She says, this is the Raya that the B'yudah holds like the Tarshish Shlomim, like the Siddur Taro. They can do the Hefsek on day 1, for day 3, and day 9. And the Hefsek is 2 days before, and the Maisa works. And that, again, Kamat, all the Swam seem to go this way. That's not a problem to do a Hefsek even a couple days beforehand. Again, that's clearly only B'di'evet. if you forgot. But Eichon Ami Lechatchila Vadiyah to the day of the, before he counted the Zayinikim. That's Pasha. So again, just what came out over here, is we have six levels. Mitzvah min Mufchor is Samach L'Bein Hashmoshes, Aleph. Second, Mincha Ktano is Lechatchila. Third is then Mincha Gdoilo. Fourth is B'di'evad Shachris. Fifth is even the night beforehand. And sixth is even you have days in between. Now, until now, we're discussing what to do beforehand. This Heftek Tyro. The question now is, how late can you go to this Havsaka? How late can it be done? Meaning first, let's say a person holds like a Bein Tam that there is two Shkiyas, Shkiyah Rishkotino, Shkiyah Shniyah. Kamal Netek Avriel, and they sold Vazmanim. Even those hold two Shkiyas, Avada Lechatchila, you have to Bedika by the first Shkiyah. That means today, Shkiyah is Be'erach, let's call it 7:40. You have to do Heftek Tyro by 7:40. That's clear. Now the question is, it comes 7:40, you forgot, it's 7:42, it's 2 minutes in, do I have a right to go make a case of a hefsek right now? To explain the question, I assume everyone knows the simple idea from Shkia till Tseis is 72 minutes, that's the standard numbers, 4 mil. What comes out, according to the Goinim, their Shita, the first 3/4 of a mil, first 13 and a half minutes is Ben Hashmoshes, according to Rebbein Tam, it's Vadayoyim. Afterwards, you're going to have, according to Rebbein Tam, the first 58 and a half minutes is a case of Vada Yoyim. According to the Goinim, most of it is Vada Laila. And then the last 13 and a half minutes, according to Rebbein Tam, is Sav Goyim, Sav Laila. According to the Goinim, the case over there is Vada Laila. So Shaila is, can a person the first 13 and a half minutes make a Svek Sveko? According to the Goinim, it's Sav Goyim, Sav Laila. And according to Rebbein Tam, it's Vada Yoyim. Vadayoyim, can you make it a hefsek a couple of minutes after what we call Shkiyah? That's the question over here. Coming with Taras Abayis, Vadi Yosef, he said, Echanami, let's make a svek sveko. And therefore, a person, La Loch La Maiso, could do a bedika up to 13 and a half minutes after Shkiyah, when you forgot. Ke'in Zera, Moshe also in Truva goes that way, in Archaim Chelik Dalad, but he changes the numbers. He says, and a concept that's good for everyone to know, all the Yeshiva Sha'olim knows it, that first he starts off the Klal. The loch is a person that has no right to pass inside the goyim, side of Rebbein Tam. There are gedolim on both sides over here. Knowing that, even he points out the goyim himself, even though he said one thing in Sefer, he himself was choshev Rebbein Tam Shito, so it could be more following the goyim himself did, so the vadi kim paskin. So it's left off as a case of a sofik. Therefore, it says the loch is Erev Shabbos and Moshe, we have to keep the goyim Shito Shkia, and Mosh Shabbos, you have to keep Rebbein Tam. That means Mot Shabbos, everyone has to keep 72. Question is, you look around, go to New York, the Oilem Medina is not keeping 72. So Moshe goes a step further, and he says that there's a Bi Alocha, being down in Minchas Kayin, that the Alocha is that Negair to time versus darkness, darkness always wins out. If it's dark, already it's dark. But Moshe says, you say that in the tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, and come out most of America, that darkness in Europe, when that was 72, is the same thing as 50 in the tri-state area. Therefore, Moshe says 50 is 72. Therefore, it says, Avad in America, we have to keep Rebbein Tam. What is Rebbein Tam? It's 50 minutes after Shkiyah. He said, of course, the Bnei Torah, Yerushalayim, should have the minhag what they kept in Europe, but keep 72. When Medina, the loch is, 50 is 72. Now, come along with Moshe a step further. If 50 is 72, then how's it come out that from Shkiyah to Tseis is 4 mil? 4 mil. Ben Hashmoshes, the Gemara says on Shabbos, is 3/4 of a mil, that's where you're passing. That means Be'etzem, Ben Hashmoshes is 3/16. That means if 72 minutes is from Shkiyah to Tseis, then Ben Hashmoshes, 3/16, is 13 and a half minutes. So Moshe, if the Zman shrinks from Shkiyah to Tseis, is 50 minutes, then divided by 16 times 3, and Ben Hashmoshes is 9 minutes. It also shrinks. Therefore, Moshe has studied, I think all Americans know, that 9 minutes into or after Shkiyah, a person has the right, let's say, Da'am Mincha, right to wash all the shunas in America. Why can Moshe has a Shita that 9 minutes is Ben Hashmoshes? Therefore, according to Moshe, he says, 9 minutes is Ben Hashmoshes. Afterwards, it's 31 minutes, that's Savag Yoim, Savag Laila. According to Rebbein Tam, it's Vada Yoim. According to Goyim, it's Vada Laila. Then you have the last 9 minutes. It comes out to be Vada Yoim, Vada Laila according to the Goyim, and Sevig Yoim, Sevig Laila according to the Rebbein Tam. Says Moshe, if so, the first 9 minutes he writes by Hefsek Tyro is no problem. It's how Sugya Svek Svekel. The first 9 minutes, according to the Rebbe Tam, is Vada Yoim. According to Goyim, Sav Gim Sav Glaila. So it comes out that the Vada Yosef says the first 13 and a half minutes, because he holds this man of nighttime is 72. Mash Enkin and Moshe says the nighttime is 50 minutes, so he says you have the first 9 minutes can do a case of a Hefsek Tyro. The Maiso, look among the Svarim. The Svarim seem to say you have until Shkia and not more than that. Shlomo Zalman, Zevi Yatsev, the Kreuzlenberger, even Paskin 72 Mekadin, says no, only until Shkia. Rapadeva, Obliashiv, Chodeshani, Marakoin, Raberkowitz, Kneibaisim, they all say the Lochi is, we Paskin, you cannot go past Shkia. Whether because we're not Choshish for the Goinim, or because we don't Paskin like the Goinim, sorry, well, another way, because we're Choshish for the Goinim, or because we Paskin like the Goinim, or because it's not nichle get a svek sveko, it's really shame when it's chadu over here. For whatever reason, the anhoka seems to be among the swarm, not like I'm saying over from Moshe 9 minutes. Loch is in Tulshkiya. Especially in Yerushalayim, coming to the swarm saying Yerushalayim, that's already the minig. To your friend, that's all from the head of the Badats, the Ve Moshe, Knei Boishim, of Vosner, of Strombach, the article, the Owe, minig Yerushalayim is certainly only in Tulshkiya, not past that. Now, what Berkowitz says over, not only is that in Yerushalayim, he says even in Chutz La'aretz, the Noga is not like a Moshe. And the minig is not to be samech upon a Moshe. Now, what we're saying, the halach over here, is we had to do a bedika, a hefsek, by shkia. Which shkia are you referring to? That means you take out a calendar, you'll see a calendar, one has one time, one will tell you 7:40, one will tell you 7:45. You have to go to the yeshiva of Yaakov Kaplan's calendar, hang yeshiva smear 6 minutes different than the one you have at home. Just an example. About 7 days ago, Echem Nechabura, Avram Fanfa, he had a baby. The child was born, he told me, at 7:45. A couple minutes after, Shkia tells me, and he wants to know what to do in the gate, writing the kid down, in the gate to the birthday. So I told him, first of all, the fact that he told me it's after Shkia, it's been a Shmoshes, I send him. My is not that simple. The Chuni calendar says 7:40, the certain calendars that say 7:45 and 46 seconds. Echem, it could be you're before Shkia over here. The Maisa, his child was a girl. So it did not make much sense. I don't know any nafkamina kamat la'alocho. But there is a question, what's Shkia to go by? So Berkowitz, he says over in the name of Yashiv, that it's true that it's not that simple what Shkia is, based upon the elevation, or based upon mountains, or based upon the Ofik. But negate the Shkia of a Hefsek over here will go in the last Shkia that you can find in the calendar. That means you have a bunch of calendars around. Go similar to the latest one you can find. It could be, maybe you can the idea that it's a Svek Sveko, maybe you have the Mitzav Mei Tam Shito, but what's man? Shkia. And the second half of Shkia Zav Berkowitz does not work. But which Shkia to go to? The latest one you can find in the calendar. Let's say you Masopik over here, if you did a B'dika before Shkia or after Shkia, then come along the Svarim, B'yashiv, Chodshani, Knei Boisim, Markoin, and others, say, then you have a Baya, number one Mitzav, maybe it's Nicholas Sugo of a Sovik to Raishla. Void, you have a cheskes tum over here. And therefore, if your suffix, the maisa will not help, it will not work over here. The loch is, you cannot be samech on a suffix if you did it before or after shkia. What about in a situation, interesting case, when the isha does the bdika, enters inside before shkia, and she rotates around a couple of times and she takes it out after shkia? Do you go when you put it inside, or do you go when you take it out? The Baal HaShulchan writes, if Kanyu Gimel, he wants to tell you, you have to know that she is Tahir right now. You have to know. A Chiddush. L'maisi, the Chodshani, Psech Shara, the Reforest, he says, L'maisi, you put inside, there's no place for it to go. And I do know. Since there's no place to get lost, and it came out Noki, I know the moment I put in what was before Shkia, from before Shkia, L'maisi, I'm clean over here. And therefore, there's a smart to say that as long as you put in before Shkia, a Gam only came out after Shkia, L'maisi can be Mekel. No problem over here. Now, in this idea of the sugya of a hefsek, the two things, the hefsek and the case of a moich. They do ask a question, can we do it together? Well, no, it has to be separate. You have to do first a hefsek, take that, and then do a case of a moich. So, this is a truth by Moshe on Yodei Chalach Beis. And he says, the idea is you have to know beforehand that Yisroon befanenu kidir kemura. You have to know beforehand that it's a chelik of the sphere to know that you'll meister your Torah. Vohi the Badei Shulchan says, the reason why people do first a bedika, a hefsek, then a moich, eitz a toivo, you want to do bedika, you take it out, you see maybe it's not good, you wash yourself, you'll check it again, And therefore, for that reason, as the Eitz Taiva, a person will do a bedikah, and then a case of a hefsek over here. Therefore, the Maestro, we have that hog over here of a case of bedikah and a case of a moich. The Moshe says, chelik of the counting is to know that you're counting. The Almighty Yanoki. Now, but the Shulchan means in Mitzvah Sukkah Eitz Toiva. That means, Betzim, I left out before, and that the reason why we had the case of Samach for, we said a half hour the Svarim go. I said one reason, Mitzvah, the idea of Samach is a half hour in Kol Torah Kula. There's a second reason, the Kamal Svarim, that the Vazim wants to go with. So in case also, let's say you do a bedikah, it comes out, the Maaseh says she is Tomei, you have another chance to go do a bedikah a second time. That means wash yourself out, wait a couple minutes, do a second time, and a third time. So the reason why Vosner and Strumach says do a bedikah of a hefsek a half hour beforehand, to make sure it comes out clean. There's actually a third reason why do a bedikah a half hour beforehand, because there is a Yireim Shito that the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Hilchos Shabbos, the Maor HaKohen said to be Chosh Shvo over here, that Ben Hashmoshes is before Shkia. And the Mishnah Berurah says that a person should do a bedikah to Mekabel Shabbos 20 or 30 minutes beforehand. Mitzad Ben Hashmoshes, the Chomer D'Keshit is 24 minutes. And therefore, three closing mil is 18 minutes. And therefore, Samach should be done before the aim is Ben Hashmoshes, which is a half hour beforehand. So, Besim, the reason why it says Samach is a half hour, just to go back to the point beforehand, we have three different reasons over here. One Mitzad Samach is, that's a called Torah Kula, means a get of Samach. The Markoim Mitzad is Sugi the Reim. Now, Vozer Shtumach Mitzad, you have a chance to do a particular another time over here. Now, what you're saying, the Zman over here, is to do Bedika by the end of the day. When did the day end? The Pasha till now is saying the Gedir Shkia. The Shach, Sivkon Dalad, says a Chiddush over here, that he wants to Taino, that if you go back to Simon Kufbei Dalad, over there the Shach brought down the Aviyosov Shito. Aviyosov says, let's say it's in the summer, right now in Sivan, the amount of hours in the day is 14 hours. He says, in the Gate of the Sugi Vestis, the first hour of the day and the last hour of the day are not part of the day, are part of the night. And therefore, it will be 12 hours to the night, 12 hours to the day. Because Be'etzem, the first and last hour of the day, are there can be 12, more than 12 hours in the day, are part of the night. Therefore, you read the Shach, it sounds like you have to do a bedikah at the end of the day. But which Shkia? The Shkia of the 12 hours, not Mamash Shkia Mamash. A massive Chiddush in the Shach. So first, the Degum of Vova, and the Pesach brings down, the first of the Shach is speaking Daf Nekesh, which she also davened, and the Kal davened Marv already. Let's Alf even Pshan the Shach. We'll get to more of that tomorrow. Why Be'ik the Pesach can disagree. Degum of Vova himself goes on further, says, what are you talking about? You think that the last hour of the day, Neger to Sphere can count. Neger to Shabbos, you get Skila for it. Neger to Chometz and Erev Pesach, eight Chometz over here. The words of the Aruch HaShulchan, some of the last hour on Moshe Shabbos is a case of really, as part of Moshe Shabbos, that means the last hour I can do Malach over there, Chalil, such a thing. At the end of the day, Kosef, it's a day, and Be'etzim Tziyim. And therefore, when Pashu was saying the Sugya of doing a Bedika at the end of the day, meaning Shkia that we see before Neinu, not Shkia negate the Sugya of Avi Yosef. Fine, so I can just now, we covered one aspect in Sif Aleph, the idea of Hefsek Tyro. What we came out is very simple. We discussed really different aspects of it. Number one, when to do lechatchila. We said lechatchila is the sum of ben hashmoshes. And the latest point, we paskin be'ikur is shkia and not pashkia. The latest shkia you can find in the calendar. Hashem, tomorrow we'll go on the next level, the sugya of meich tochok, when to go do it, the zmanim, the reason for it, the makar for it, and how to put sif alvus and base together. Hatzlocha. Questions?